听力课堂，听 class.com。
This is Science in the News in VOA Special English. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Bob Doty. Today we will tell about the disease malaria and efforts to defeat it. Scientists say progress in medical research could reduce the number and severity of malaria cases worldwide.
World Malaria Day activities are planned in many countries this Sunday. The events will call attention to the disease and international efforts against it. This is the third year that World Malaria Day has been observed. It is also an important year in the fight against malaria. The international malaria community has set the end of 2010 as its target for meeting the first in a series of goals. One of the goals is to provide protection, medical diagnosis, and treatment for every person at risk of malaria. A second goal is for the number of malaria cases and deaths to be reduced by 50% or more from the number reported in 2000.
The World Health Organization estimates that more than 3 billion people live in areas where malaria is a threat. That represents more than half of the world's population. America's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the disease will infect 350 million to 500 million people around the world this year. Each year, malaria kills about 900,000 people worldwide. Those surviving are often left brain damaged, blind, or with hearing loss.
Most cases of malaria are in African countries, south of one of the world's biggest deserts, the Sahara. The World Health Organization says the disease is responsible for 1 in 5 childhood deaths there. Malaria kills about 200,000 children in Africa every year, an average of 1 every 30 seconds. Malaria is also a threat to people living in parts of Asia, Central and South America, the Middle East, and Southeastern Europe. People from malaria-free countries who visit areas with high rates of malaria are also very much at risk. This is because their bodies have little or no resistance to the disease.
The cause of malaria is a parasite called Plasmodium. Mosquitoes infected with Plasmodium spread the disease to human beings through mosquito bites. The parasites reproduce in the human liver and then infect the red blood cells. After they enter the blood cells, they reproduce again. As they do this, they destroy the cells. Signs of the disease appear in victims 10 to 15 days after they are bitten. People with malaria develop a high body temperature. They also can become weak, expel material from the stomach, and suffer pain in the head or muscles. If not treated, malaria can make the victim very sick and even cause death.
¶¶
Late last year, researchers in the United States met to discuss developments in malaria research. One sign of hope is a new way to make the natural defenses of mosquitoes resistant to the Plasmodium parasite. George Dimopoulos is an associate professor at the Johns Hopkins Malaria Research Institute. His team used a method called transient gene silencing to change the genetic structure of the three mosquito species responsible for spreading malaria. The genetic changes cause the bodies of the insects to attack the Plasmodium parasite, blocking its development.
Gregory Glass is a professor with the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. His team used satellite imaging to observe mosquito populations in Africa. The closer one lives to places where mosquitoes reproduce, the greater the risk of getting malaria. Professor Glass says the satellite imaging helps researchers identify which areas face the greatest risk. He says it also shows where to send much-needed medicines, insecticide products, and protective mosquito nets.
The Malaria Institute at Macha in southern Zambia is a living laboratory for the study of mosquito and human behavior. There, researchers are developing a test that uses human saliva instead of blood to find those infected with malaria. The researchers say the test will make it easier to identify and contain the disease, especially in children. It would also be helpful in areas like southern Africa, where people often do not show signs of the disease.
For years, researchers have been working to develop a vaccine against malaria. Those efforts have greatly increased in recent years. There are now more than 50 experimental vaccines in existence. The world's largest malaria vaccine study began last year in 7 African countries. It is the result of more than 20 years of research and 10 years of clinical testing. The study is to involve up to 16,000 children. They live in Burkina Faso, Gabon, Ghana, Kenya, Malawi, Mozambique, and Tanzania. GlaxoSmithKline Biologicals developed the vaccine, known as RTSS. It is the first malaria vaccine candidate to have large success during early testing. It is also the first vaccine designed mainly for use in Africa.
A recent study showed that RTSS reduced clinical cases of malaria by 53% over an 8-month follow-up period. In another study, the vaccine was effective in reducing clinical malaria by 35%. It also reduced cases of severe malaria by 49%. 2 weeks ago, a Dutch drug maker, Crucel, announced it will work with GlaxoSmithKline to jointly develop a new malaria vaccine candidate. The vaccine candidate is to be made from 2 drugs the companies are developing separately. Crucel says studies have shown the drugs may work better when combined than they do independently.
Last year, Another drug company, Sanaria, won a Vaccine Industry Excellence Award for Best Early Stage Vaccine for its malaria vaccine. The Sanaria vaccine is unlike other malaria vaccines being developed. It is a live vaccine made of a weakened version of the whole malaria parasite. Scientists at Sanaria use non-malaria carrying mosquitoes to develop their vaccine. They feed the insects blood containing the malaria parasite. They then use radiation to weaken the parasite, which is then harvested for the vaccine. In an earlier study, the scientists at Sanaria used live mosquitoes to deliver the vaccine. 13 of 14 volunteers were completely protected against malaria after receiving the vaccine. They also remained protected for at least 10 months. Sanaria is now preparing to ask the United States Food and Drug Administration for approval to begin federal testing of the vaccine.
For now, the main effort to control malaria involves treatment of bed nets and indoor living areas with insecticides, products used to kill insects. The World Health Organization says insecticide use has greatly reduced the number of malaria cases. The WHO says insecticide-treated bed nets have been shown to reduce the number of malaria cases by 50% and the infection rate by 90%. The United Nations Agency released its World Malaria Report in December. The report said home ownership of insecticide-treated nets had reached 50% in 13 of the 35 African countries with the highest cases of malaria. It also said more than one-third of all countries at risk of malaria reported a drop in cases of more than 50%.
Early identification and drug treatment of malaria can reduce the severity of the disease and prevent death. The antimalarial drug chloroquine was widely used until recent years, when the malaria parasite became resistant to the drug. Now, the World Health Organization advises use of artemisinin-based combination treatments, or ACTs, for malaria patients. The WHO says the international community is now in a position to defeat malaria. It says that with the use of insecticides, better testing and drug treatments, the world could reach its goal of zero malaria deaths by 2015. Still, it says there is an immediate need for the international community to continue and increase its investment in the fight against malaria.
This Science in the News was written by June Sims. Our producer was Mario Ritter. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Bob Doty. Listen again next week for more news about science in Special English on the Voice of America.